You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It ain't the left side or the right side, and it must be the fin side. It ain't the left side.
Good evening, Dolphins fans. Welcome to another episode here of On the Fin Side with Kat and Paul. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Spreaker, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, all of our social media outlets, as well as the Fin Fanatic Network and the Fansided Network as well. I'm Brian Kett, NFL. Paul is Fanatic underscore pick on Twitter. Be sure to follow us too. So the Dolphins finally addressed the running back position, if you want to call it that. They draft Jared Doakes, the running back from Cincinnati, here in the seventh round. And I'll be honest with you, Paul, I didn't know much about him. I remember him a little bit in passing. I knew who he was, but I really got to see a couple games of him here after the Dolphins drafted him. Fascinating player, because he's kind of that little bowling ball, not great speed, but it does have great contact balance, really good blocker. I could see why he would make sense here for the Dolphins in the seventh round.
And not, I like the things you touched on, and a couple other things I want to touch on with him as well right off the rip. One of the things that stood out to me was before he got drafted on Twitter, he put out there, if you want to keep your quarterback clean, you draft me, which we know Flores puts a premium on blocking skills from his running backs. The kid has good hands, and I'd really say he's got superb field vision. There were a lot of times I was watching the runs with him, and I'm like, where the heck is he running to? Like, there's nothing there. And then suddenly you'd see a crease. And for a big back to just have like that little crease, he does a fantastic job of seeing it before it materializes and hitting it with the right timing to just blast through untouched. And then once he gets through there, he is not afraid of contact, and he's always falling forward. I'd have to dig deeper, but I couldn't find footage of him falling backwards when he got tackled. Which is huge. I mean, we need somebody like that. We need somebody that can run between the tackles. We need somebody that can see the hole as they run between the tackles, that doesn't just need to be in space, and the hands are a bonus.
Breaking news, Dolphins fans. This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they've successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in the USA and Canada. The new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we're one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer just for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. I'm one of the first people to try the new 4.0, and I'm blown away by the performance. The craftsmanship and details on the 4.0 are next level. The advanced ceramic blade and skin-safe technology is so good that it almost seems as if Manscaped worked with Elon Musk's engineers to ensure your testes are as safe as possible. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. The multifunctional on-off switch can engage a travel lock, created for people who like to travel, and it gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Remember, get 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code FANSIDED20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Right. And to me, the only thing he really lacks, he's not a creative runner. He doesn't have breakaway speed. But when you look at the rest of the running back class, who really does that? You know, not a lot of players are just lightning fast. I mean, and when I start talking about it in those terms, is there a big difference between Doakes and maybe like a Khalil Herbert, who was drafted in the sixth round by the Bears, or some of those other running backs drafted in the middle rounds? Probably not that much. So I'm glad that they like this guy. So it ran a 4.57 40, so not blazing fast, but not embarrassing. 39.5-inch vertical, which I found to be really surprising. I mean, that's good. That
bouncy measure, bowling ball.
Yeah, right. Well, it connects too, because that vertical leap typically is present in players with a lot of sand in their pants that mm-hmm. can really jump, and that goes into just overall burst, but from what you get out of your legs there. So yeah, I like this pick more and more. I'll tell you what, I absolutely see him making the roster, Paul, and probably has a better chance of doing so than the guy taken before him, UMass offensive tackle Larnell Coleman.
I think Doakes will definitely be on the roster for opening week of the season. I think he's going to have a role, not only be on the roster, but I think he's going to be active most game days. I think that the fact that he can impact three phases of the game, blocking, receiving, and running with the ball, and you can run inside or outside with him. I mean, you're not going to be running any type of broad sweep with him very often, but if you've got a power back and you're stretching the field with your receivers and your tight ends, you're going to have a lot of space and a lot of one-on-one matchups that he's going to win. And, you know, it's just to throw some numbers at you. He averaged, I believe, almost 5.5 yards per carry in his college career. And then in 2020, he averaged almost 15 yards a reception. So this is an effective player that may not be the sexy guy at the top end of the draft, but you pair him with Myles Gaskin, if he's beating down defenses that are also having to chase players all over the field, this is really shaping up to be a fun offense to watch. And he may be that completionary piece, other than the question mark we have at center.
You know, I like that, even though, look, I said all along that I wanted the Dolphins to get one of the top three backs. They clearly didn't do that. Word is they wouldn't have drafted Javonte Williams, even if he had fallen one more spot to 36 when they took Javon Holland. I always said, though, if they pass in those top three running backs, bypass the whole class completely, because it's in that seventh round undrafted free agent area that you can really get some value. And that's what they got with Myles Gaskin. And that's what they could possibly get here with Doakes. I think this sets up an interesting competition where Gaskin's the starter. Malcolm Brown is probably going to be the backup. And then you've got an interesting three-way competition here between Doakes, Laird, and Savon Ahmed for that third or fourth running back at that spot.
So one thing I want to add here too is, I mean, you heard me all throughout the process with the running backs, wanting one of the top four, but also really liking a lot of later round backs as a compliment piece to Gaskin. And there was a comparison I heard for Doakes that I'd want to amend slightly, but watching his game, I think you'll feel the same way I do. Watching his game, now, I think he's a better pass blocker, and I think he's a better receiver when I say this, but it was very reminiscent of watching Jay Ajayi in college, just with less touches. And his style of play is very Ajayi-like, which, you know, you take Ajayi's attitude and knee issues out of the equation, this definitely seems like a team-first player, which I love. It's as soon as I saw the quote about you know, if you want to keep your quarterback clean, you draft me. I was a smitten kitten then and there. You know, it's but
I could see a little bit of that with the with a little bit of that running style. Maybe not quite as powerful, but yeah, the size and
a little
the
more
running style, the between the tackles running style, I think is really there, and he's a powerful dude. I could see a little bit of that. My comparison, I go back a while, Liddell Betts, if you remember him.
Oh, okay.
From Iowa. I thought he was, you know, I not any breakaway speed or you know, real lateral quickness, but the ability to get upfield powerfully and catch the ball out of the backfield. And you brought up a good point there, Paul. Yeah, really good hands. I mean, not only did they average almost 15 yards a catch last year, it was on 15 or 16 catches, but still, the most important thing to me is he didn't drop a pass last year. So he has good hands in the passing game, is also a good blocker. So yeah, I absolutely think he'll make the team. I'm liking this pick more and more. I'm going to go ahead. If I had to grade it, I'm going to give it an A-.
I would give this a straight up A to get somebody that's probably going to contribute as a rotational starter in the seventh round.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you.
Like, it's just unreal to me. Like, and I like you said, I like this pick more and more. The more I look at it, the more I kind of see the picture with this kid.
And to top it off with Dane Brugler from The Athletic and his beast NFL draft guy. I mean, I think it's worth the subscription alone, and they're not paying me to say that here. He has breakdowns on Larnell Coleman and Jared Doakes. So he says overall, Doakes isn't the most creative runner, but he is pro ready with his body type, contact balance, and pass blocking skills. And he has that any down ability with his execution in the screen game with zero drops in 2020. So somebody who I think has a very good chance here to make the roster, and we both think that he will. So,
and one other thing I want to add on him as well before we sign off here is when you watch him make contact, even if he does end up getting tackled, whether he gets tackled or breaks away, he doesn't slow down till he hits the turf. It doesn't seem to impact his forward momentum, which is huge. Because if he can get off that tackle, you know, it's not having to, yeah, he runs a 4.5, but he's not having to get back up to that 4.5 speed at that point. Like, you'll see some of these littler guys, if they break away from a tackle, even if they've got quick acceleration, you've still got to get back up to it, and they get caught from behind. He's still going to keep going and get a few extra yards out of that 4.5. Will he get caught from behind? He will. But it's going to be well downfield to the point where it's just, I wish he broke it, instead of, like, you know, all the other, you know, the rest of that. So,
yeah, he doesn't quite have breakaway speed, but hey, if he did, he'd be drafted much higher and the Dolphins wouldn't have had the opportunity for him. So that's going to do it for our breakdown here of Jared Doakes. Be sure to join Paul and I Saturday. We're going to talk about the whole Dolphins class, the drafts, the non-Dolphins classes too, that we like the most and like the least in the rest of the NFL. We'll also talk about some of the undrafted free agents. Not many for the Dolphins because there isn't, frankly, enough room as previous years. So be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all of our social media outlets, as well as the FanSided Network and FinFanatic.com. I'm Brian Kett, NFL. Paul is Fanatic_pick. And if it's not on the right side and it's not on the left side, it is on the fin side.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce Power Equipment at Menards. Save big.